Leo, about the other day, man, I'm sorry. I don't know what got into me. He grinned in this combination of surprise and discomfort. It's okay, man. I just figured you were wigging out about something. Had nothing to do with me. That's what I thought. Yeah, absolutely. So, you're okay now? I'm fine. So, what was bugging you, man? I sighed, deciding on the honesty routine. Less energy involved. I was just reading something I wrote last year. You know, something that I was tied up in. You know, something that was important to me. Yeah? Have anything to do with that guy you're looking for? I watched him, thinking the guy had no shame. What did you do, click through my files while I was in class? No way, man. You got that website. I've seen your website. It's interesting. Way interesting. I don't know why that bowled me over. I mean, I know when you post a website, everyone and their brother can see it. I just always had these thoughts that whoever looked at my website was from France or Iowa or Toronto. Since I didn't talk about my website to anyone around here except Cartwright, it seemed totally weird that people I lived with could look at it. Having read all of Creed.doc, I felt less keyed up, less concerned that Leo could ruin my life at this point. Still, I was glad we were graduating soon. I saw it on your hard drive last week when you let me use your computer, he said. I don't know why, I just called it up later on my terminal. I nodded, polite as I could, thinking, I never, ever said Leo could use my computer, but he made it sound like I did. I turned to walk away, because the next question would be, did you find the guy yet? If I ever gave anyone an out loud dissertation on the weirdness of my website replies, it wasn't going to be Leo. I could feel him doing his usual stare routine on me as I left. I didn't feel like hearing Cartwright and Mel guffawing. I just went back up to my room and turned on my computer. I called up what I had written the night before. I had written it just after I finished reading Creed.doc. The memories hadn't left me completely insane, just full of regrets, which I tried to get over by writing more. I didn't like my original final pages. I didn't have enough brain power, back when I wrote the thing, to tell a whole lot about what came down in Steepleton after the body turned up. I wrote the new file to explain things that have happened since I came to Rothborn. I watched my screen bring up the last thing I saved, which I called Creedmoor.doc.